Turning our attention now to Wisconsin trout streams. Jay Thurston, our guest, author, educator, lifelong trout angler. His books include A Spring Creek Treasure, Wisconsin's 100 Best Trout Streams. And it is a great book. I love the book. I've really enjoyed reading it, and I've enjoyed talking with Jay when he's had the chance to visit with us. He holds a master's degree in outdoor education from Northern Illinois University. Wonderful writer, and it's great to bring him to the microphones. He's with us by phone, actually, today. So, but even though he's not looking at me right now, we can hear him, I think. Jay, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Larry. It's good to hear you.
Good to hear your voice again, too. And as you listen in, as Jay and I talk, I hope you'll join in. Maybe you've got questions about where are the best places to fish. Maybe you've got questions on conditions relating to some of the streams. And where do you fish? Or don't you tell? those are some things that you can join in with questions. And I know a whole lot more, too. We can talk about flies or any trout flies and that sort of thing, too, with Jay, because he knows it all. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 and email us at talk@wpr.org or go to our Facebook page at The Larry Mealer Show. We would love to hear from you, and maybe you've got a nice picture of some trout you caught or along a trout stream. Post those on our Facebook page at The Larry Mealer Show. Well, you certainly tell where you fish, don't you, Jay?
Oh, yes, I do. And it took me about 3 years of research to identify the 100 best trout streams, but I really wanted to do that. I like challenges anyway, but one of the reasons I wanted to know how some of my great streams in southwest Wisconsin would stack up above next to all the other great streams.
And as we think about trout in the state, the most common species, maybe you can talk about what kind of trout we do have here and where they are located.
Yes. Most common species is the brown trout.
Brown, yeah.
They came here essentially at first from Germany. They were called the German brown trout. They came in the 1880s. And the brown trout is very hard to catch, because it was fished for generations, for centuries after century in Europe. And as a result, of course, the smartest fish survived. And those were pretty darn smart fish that came over here.
Yes, they were.
So we've only been fishing the native brook trout for a couple hundred years compared to the brown. They're a little easier to catch. And then rainbow, they're west of the Continental Divide originally, and they came back here to around the 1870s and were implanted in our streams. So essentially we have three trout, but the most prevalent is a brown. And a lot of our spring creeks, Larry, they're actually, the water's getting a little colder in them. And as a result of that, our brook trout are returning, and we're finding more brook trout, particularly the headwaters of a lot of the spring creeks in southwest Wisconsin. So that's a good story.
That's a great story. And brookies are fun to catch.
Yes, they're easier to catch, too.
Yeah, I know. Maybe that's part of the appeal. I don't know. Oh, boy. Well, what are, and callers online here, but what are the ideal conditions for trout to thrive? What do they need as far as water temperature, speed of the water, mineral content of the water, that sort of thing? Food sources.
Okay. Well, probably the most important factor is the water temperature. And trout feed best when the water temperature is about 40 to 63 degrees, but I've caught them at 33 and 72 degrees. Trout thrive extremely well in our spring creeks, because our spring creeks emanate from limestone bedrock. And the water, when it reaches the limestone, dissolves the minerals in the limestone. They come out in our springs at about 48 degrees, plus or minus 2 degrees year-round in Wisconsin. And those minerals are what really produces a tremendous amount of microscopic plant and animal food. Then that produces other crustacean-type food like sow bugs and freshwater shrimp and scud. And that is great food for trout up to 12 inches. Then they need bigger food and growth food after that. And one of the things I'm seeing now, Larry, which I haven't seen for a few years, and that is more white suckers in our streams. I was just fishing one yesterday, and I just saw all kinds of them. That's growth food to get those trout from 12 to over 20 inches. And the suckers are returning, and with it, we're going to have some bigger trout showing up. I just caught a 21-inch brown not long ago, and it's difficult to find those trout over 20 inches, but I think they're coming back. So that's a good story, too.
Wonderful story. Joan in Shorewood has a question for you, so let's go to Joan. Hi, Joan. Thanks for calling. Joan, are you there? Oh, maybe we lost Joan. Oh, let's try Sean in Randolph. Sean, hi. Thank you for calling.
Well, good morning, Larry. My father was actually the original public intervener for the state of Wisconsin, Robert McConnell, so I will send him to the previous show as well. But he used to take us past trout streams and over trout streams often in his younger days. But he's quite geriatric now. And I am wondering if there is even such a thing. Is there a trout stream in the state that would that might be more accessible to someone with some frailty?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Coon Creek is a good example of that. The Coon Creek Conservation Club has done a great job in making Coon Creek, which flows through a park in Coon Valley, accessible. It's accessible by wheelchair to fish some of those nice pools and meanders in Coon Creek. So that would be a great place to go.
Coon Creek?
Yes. It is in Coon Valley, just southeast of La Crosse, about 15 miles on Highway 14.
All right, so there you go. I hope you get your dad out there. Jim in Wisconsin Rapids, on to you. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Great, thanks for...
Hey, I am to be a charter member of the Coulee Region Trout Unlimited Club when I used to live in La Crosse. But in reference to the earlier program, I have my own handmade cedar strip canoe that I was planning a trip down the lower Wisconsin River in next summer. So I'm thinking, where are these run-ins to the lower Wisconsin that have good trout in them other than maybe the Kickapoo?
Mm-hmm. Okay. excuse me. Black Earth Creek, the Blue River, and the Green River flowing north into Wisconsin are great trout streams. Mm-hmm. Those flowing south, the Pine River, and... of course, the Kickapoo you mentioned, and some of the smaller streams that are flowing into the Wisconsin would be a better bet because the water's colder there. The longer streams, the water tends to warm up the nearer you get to the Wisconsin River. So you might want to fish some of those smaller streams.
Mm-hmm. How far up stream would you have to go, do you think?
Okay. This time of year, I fish the upper third of the stream. And the reason for that is because when the water temperature reaches about 67 degrees, trout tend to move upstream, the brown trout. The brook trout move at about 58. They move up to cooler water. They also move up in July and August to spawning water to where there's good gravel. So for those two reasons, you want to concentrate on the upper third of the stream. So if it's a 9-mile stream, you should be fishing the upper 3 miles of that stream where the cooler water is and where the trout will go to spawn.
Hmm. There you go. Thank you, Jim.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. And here's another Jim, this one from Pewaukee. Hi, Jim.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
I fish the trout streams of Washira County, and I'm a little bit frustrated by most of the streams because they're lined with brush, and it's difficult to walk in them often because while they're sandy on top, they're kind of mushy. Any hints as to how to fish those kind of streams?
Well, I fish those kind of streams with a spinning rod, but I've developed an underhand flip cast, so I can get it in there. But I've also followed some fly fishermen that are awfully good at a roll cast and a sidearm cast, and they can get the fly in there fairly well. But they certainly pose a problem. And one of the things that has happened here in southwest Wisconsin is On some of the streams where habitat improvement has taken place, they've removed the trees, which makes it a great deal easier to fly fish and put in lunker structures. And the trout are often hiding in those lunker structures. So we have some awfully good areas to fish in southwest Wisconsin, probably more than you have in Washera County, that are clear, and you can make that back cast and have good fishing.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim, for calling. You mentioned lunker structures. Mm-hmm. Someone may be wondering, what the heck's a lunker structure?
Yes. This was developed by essentially by Dave Vetrano and Skip Bagstad, experimenting with the kind of structure to put in the bank of the stream to provide protection and cover for trout. And they came up with a lunker structure device, and it's embedded into the side of the stream, often with the end loaders. And it's about 14-inch space, I would say, between the oak planks and the lunker structure. And then they're put in with reber rods, and big rocks are put on top of them. And so the trout hide then on those meanders. And I know Dave Vetrano said if the lunker structure works just right, you'll see the bubbles going right back under the lunker structure, carrying the food to the trout. And so they're great to fish, and we have lots of them.
A lot of them here in the state of Wisconsin. We're talking today about trout fishing with Jay Ford Thurston, author and educator and lifelong trout angler. And we've got a lot more stories to call go over with him, and a lot more questions to have answered. So he'll be with us right up until 12:30 today here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. For those of us in the southern areas, in the center and west parts of Wisconsin, hard water means cranky coffee pots, for one thing. A lot of scrubbing to get those deposits off in the kitchen and bathroom as well. But it also makes for perfect habitat for Wisconsin's trout. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Happy to have you joining us today on the Ideas Network. My guest until 12:30 is author and trout angler Jay Thurston. He's got great tips for both novice and experienced anglers, and knows what conservation efforts have meant for our trout streams. And I hope you'll join in with your questions and comments. Are you a trout angler? Or are you interested in those streams? Call us at 1-800-642-1234. Go to our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You can post a comment or a question there, or a favorite trout photo. Click like on the page, like on it. While you're there, you'll get regular updates on upcoming show topics. We'll be back right after this look at the news. Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Net. Larry Mueller here. Thanks to Jay Thurston for being with us today. He's an author, educator, longtime trout angler, and his book that I really enjoy a lot is called Spring Creek Treasure, Wisconsin's 100 Best Trout Streams. I think there's something like 60 stories in this book, and he tells a great story in every one of them, and throws in a lot of tips for those of us who like to get out there and fish for trout. And he's here to answer your questions about Wisconsin trout streams and trout fishing, and I hope you'll join in. You can reach us at 1-800-642-1234, email us at talk@wpr.org, or go to our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show, and you can post there. And Jay, we have Carl from Portage has been waiting a long time. I want to give him a chance to get right in. Carl, hi. Thank you for calling.
Yes, good afternoon. My question is about Rowley Creek in Caledonia Township, Columbia mm-hmm. County. It empties into the Lower Baraboo River.
Yes.
And if you have any information on that. And secondly, I had a guy tell me that he could walk across private land if he stayed in the stream to get to a state natural area. I wonder if you could comment.
Okay. Is that Rowan Creek in Columbia County that you're...
Or was it Rowley?
Rowley. It's Rowley? Caledonia Township, Columbia County.
Okay.
And Eastern okay. County.
I fished that a long time ago. I fished that. It would have been September 1953.
Wow.
The reason I remember, it was before I went into the service, And my friend, late friend Ronald Beglin from Fall River and I fished it, and we both caught our limit of 20 brook trout.
Oh.
But, you know, they were all up in the spring water because it was pretty warm, and they'd moved up, just like I mentioned, to spawn, and we were finding them. We caught them all in two holes.
Oh.
Now, I don't know how Rowley Creek is today. I haven't been back. But I'll tell you, I left the service feeling awfully good about trout fishing. the other question about access. You can have access to the water, of course, is owned by the state of Wisconsin, which is a blessing for all of us. And so we have access to it, providing we get on public land, such as on a bridge. And then if we have to keep 1 foot wet, technically, to speak, mm-hmm. we have to wade at least 1 foot in the water, unless we come to an obstacle. And an obstacle could be deep water that you can't wade through. An obstacle could be clay in the bottom that is too dangerous to wade through. It could be a tree across the creek. And then the rule is you need to get back in the water as soon as you can after you go around the obstacle. Then you have to exit, too, on public land, which could be a bridge or DNR leased property.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is my wife and I go on a, just about every Sunday, we go on a drive, and I'm always looking for access, entry points and exit points on trout streams so that I can enter and exit. But I also look for a farmer out there that I can ask permission to fish. And I haven't only been denied, I think, once out of 10 times. Usually you approach the farmer, and you're very courteous, and you ask him, you know, some obvious questions if he's making fence. Why are you putting in a fence here, and so on, and tell him, well, I always crawl under the fence. I never go over it because obviously you're going to stretch it out, and they don't like that. So you have to be courteous when you use their property, and you will get permission. And mm-hmm. some of the best places to fish are those places that really are private.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and so is this Rowley Creek in Caledonia Township still a listed trout stream?
I would have to look that up and see.
It probably, you could go to the DNR website and click on trout streams in Wisconsin or something of that. I mean, write in the search in the DNR, trout streams in Wisconsin, and you will get a listing of all of the trout streams in the state, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks, Larry. I've been hearing you for decades.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you're listening, Carl. Appreciate your call very much. Maybe Judith can find that, and we'll post it on our Facebook page if we can, the Trout Streams of Wisconsin. Dave and Augusta, we are on to you now. Hi, Dave. Thank you for calling.
Good afternoon, guys. It's a great topic. I love trout fishing. I'm pretty blessed to have a couple trout streams within a half mile of my farm. My dad taught me a long time ago that he was a great trout fisherman, by the way, too. He used to fish a stream called Big Spring Creek in Adams County. Superior water was going to tap that. But anyway, he pointed out the difference between bluegill fishing and trout fishing. He says a lot of people bluegill fishing walk right on the stream or walk right up to the edge of the pond or the creek and pump their bait in the water. He taught me that you can sneak up on the trout. Trout can feel the vibrations walking on the bank.
Yeah.
So what I do is I crawl probably the last 5 yards or so to the edge of the stream and maintain a low profile, throw the bait, which is usually live bait in the springtime, and you'll get trout pretty regularly. I've taken other people to those same spots and told them how to fish it, and they just walk right up to the edge of the bank, and their trout goes, you know, darting off. And not only that, but they can see your shadow, too, crossing across the back, and the sun is to your back. What I've been doing in August is I've been making a fly myself, kind of like the Mumber Minnow, and I use it on a topwater trout fly to imitate a grasshopper. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, trout love grasshoppers, especially big brook trout.
Wow. Yes, I have one story about the best bait for trout in the fall, and it's free, too, and it's about grasshoppers. The muddler minnow, by the way, some research was done on that by Larry LaFontaine, Gary LaFontaine, and he concluded that the muddler minnow was giving off vibrations that the trout could pick up through the lateral line. Well, that's the same kind of vibrations that trout pick up when you walk on the bank. And in some cases, trout have actually, where the water is really clear, they've been able to feel people walking on the bank through that lateral line, which is hundreds of tiny nerve endings coming out through the middle portion of the trout where the scales are raised just a bit from the gills to the tail. And they're so sensitive that they could pick up those vibrations in clear water 100 feet away.
Oh.
So I try to keep a low profile. I wade in the stream as much as possible to keep a low profile like you do when you're crawling up to that hole. And I wade quietly like a deer because the waves you make also will send some vibrations a trout might be able to pick up. So they are far more sensitive than most people realize to picking up vibrations through their lateral line. And if the water is clear, the vibrations go much further and faster than if there's some turbidity in it.
Hmm.
Could I ask one more question?
Sure.
You were stating earlier in the show that, earlier in your segment, that brown trout are pretty wary trout. I tell you, the kind of trout that I have trouble catching is the rainbow trout.
Mm-hmm.
That is a real, I mean, that is pretty rare to fish the streams that I fish in Eau Claire County and Triplett County that have rainbows in it, according to the DNR studies.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rare to catch a rainbow trout. I don't know if that's because there's less rainbow trout or they're smarter or whatever, but I'll hang up and listen to your comment. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Probably the main reason is because the DNR plans fewer rainbow trout than they used to. The main reason for that is because they don't stay where they put them. Rainbow are the great travelers, and they will move upstream, downstream, to another stream, and they can handle a little bit of warmer water than the other trout, too. That helps them to move a great deal. So they're just planted a great deal less, and I think that's probably why we're catching fewer of them.
Mm. And Judith, in her usual efficient way, already has on our Facebook page the DNR's county-by-county trout stream maps. So there you go. Go to the Larry Mueller Show, and you'll find that right now. And if you have a question, call us at 1-800-642-1234. Love to hear from you. Email at talk@wpr.org. And also, by the way, on the Facebook page, we have a link to Jay Thurston's book, which is... I really, really enjoyed this book, Spring Creek Treasure, Wisconsin's 100 Best Trout Streams. But you got about 60 stories in here about Jay's experiences trout fishing and sprinkled in many, many, many wonderful tips about fishing for trout. And we have, that email from Jack. I'm going to visit the Eagle River area in September. Any ideas for trout streams in northeastern Wisconsin?
Okay, northeastern Wisconsin. Some of the better trout streams I fished up there were in Marinette County, Pembon Juan, and some of the smaller streams. Right around Eagle River, there's not a whole lot of streams. And one of the problems that the region has is that about half the water that goes into the trout streams come from seepage from ponds, lakes, and swamps and marshes. And in our region down here, we don't have that. Just about 98% of our water is cold, 48-degree water. So those streams tend to get warmer as the summer progresses than ours do. And so you really need to fish the smaller ones and further upstream on them.
Nancy in Grafton has a question or comment for you. Hi, Nancy.
Good afternoon. What do you think about dams and rivers? Because I don't know how many are on Wisconsin River, if any.
Mm-hmm.
And what good are they? Are they producing electricity? Because I live here in Grafton, and we've got a heck of a, well, we've got a dam here. And there are people who have property along the river, and they want to keep this dam. Well, it's going to cost us hundreds of thousands of dollars to keep this dam going, and they want to put fish ladders in. And then now they're talking about some kind of little boxes where the fish get stuck in there, and then they have somebody come and separate out the fish that are good and let them go upstream, and the ones that aren't, I don't know what they're going to do with those. And you look up a couple of blocks up the river, and there's just, it's a field of green algae, so the river isn't flowing freely. And is this a good way to manage a river? You know, it used to give us electricity many, many, many years ago before I was even born, and now, of course, it's just there, and it's going to cost a heck of a lot of money. Is this a sensible thing to do? Is this good for fishing?
Hmm? Well, generally speaking, the dams really don't help the fishing at all. And that's particularly true, of course, where they inhibit the migration of salmon upstream out west. And I suppose that happens somewhat in the Wisconsin River, too, where there are 26 dams. And most of those there are there to produce hydroelectric power. On the smaller streams, they're gradually being removed. They were there initially, I suppose, to grind feed and also to produce, make ponds where people would fish. But they warm up the water a great deal, and that's very difficult for trout. And the streams are much better without the dams as far as the fishing is concerned and as far as migration of fish upstream and downstream.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Thank you, Nancy, for calling. Appreciate it. Al in Baldwin, Wisconsin, on to you now. Hi, Al.
Hi there.
What's on your mind?
Well, I grew up on Elk Creek near Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And literally, as a kid, fished every day in that creek. Waded the center of the creek with a spinning rod with, you know, worms and so forth. And really enjoyed the creek as far as climbing over the snags and the trees and really developed a skill of back casting and a niche to get into the corners and the pockets. Well, now that Trout Unlimited has gone in there, and I take my son back there, they removed all the trees, they've put in the rock banks, put in the you know, as you call them, the lunker bays or whatever they're called, and it's just not the same. People can walk right up to the edge of the creek. It's narrow, it's deep, it's faster, and you can't wait it anymore. In the segment earlier, you described about the lower Wisconsin being in its natural state, and I understand the need to control erosion, but it's taken, in my opinion, it's kind of taken away from the natural state of the stream.
Hmm.
So I guess I'd like to hear a comment on that.
Okay, thanks for calling, Al. What do you think, Jay?
Well, I guess that's an excellent comment from this gentleman, because I too sometimes wonder, particularly on our smaller streams, that sometimes it's best if the stream repairs itself. And we're seeing that happen here in southwest Wisconsin, where there are fewer cattle along our streams. And nature will really take over and provide some great cover and some great habitat for those trout when the cattle aren't there. The other part of that, of course, is we can improve our streams a great deal by deepening them, and that's what the DNR often does with habitat improvement. The greatest predator the trout have is not man, it's a great blue heron. And when a trout stream is over 3 feet deep, the great blue heron can't fish there. And they don't practice catch and release like we do. So that's one of the things that's happening, is by deepening and narrowing the streams, the great blue heron can't fish there, but the stream stays colder much further, and the habitat is improved a great deal.
There you go. Thanks again, Al, for calling. Tom in Wanakee, your turn. Hi, Tom.
Hi there. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I appreciate it. I spent most of my life trout fishing in Wyoming, and I wanted to ask, in my experience in Wisconsin, a lot of the trout streams in the southern part of the state have been a little bit more difficult to get, and I've been looking for some places and trout streams that would be a good place to really help teach my sons how to trout fish. So just wanted to know some spots that might be good for where they might be able to experience some success and not have too much difficulty getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In my book, I list the 100 best trout streams in order of priority and then again by county. And there are 9 in Vernon County. Bishop Branch is a great trout stream, and quite a bit of that has habitat improvement and is accessible. Reach Creek, close to town, is another good one. One of my favorites is Tainter Creek.
And
Tainter, T-A-I-N-T-E-R. It's southwest of Viroqua, about 15 miles. And that's a good one. It's got a lot of trout in it, and most of it is accessible. DNR has at least. You hear about Timber Cooley Creek and, of course, the West Fork of the Kickapoo, their famous streams, but they're fished a little heavier, so I tend to lean towards some of the others.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, I mean, you want your kids to be able to, they got to win a little bit, you know?
Yes,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Thanks for calling, and good luck with your child there, Tom. Thank you for calling. Mark in Buffalo County, Buffalo County. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Well, actually, I've taken Jay's trout fishing class when he was still a principal at the elementary school there in La Crosse a few years back, and I've since moved up to Buffalo City there in Buffalo County. I was wondering if he's fished any of the streams up that way.
Okay. Mark, thanks for reminding me that you were member of that class. I certainly enjoyed teaching, and it helped me, I think, with my research and learning more about trout fishing, and helped to fill my file with some very, very important information. But you're close to west central Wisconsin, and that area of limestone streams, it's in Pierce County. There's also a portion of it in St. Croix and Dunn and Pepin County. So one of the nearest streams to you that's really high on my list is Plum Creek, and it goes through Plum City. And it's just a great little trout stream with both brook and brown, and it's not fished as much as, for example, the Rush and the Old Golly and the Kinnikinick, which are up there. So there's also some other small streams like the Trimbell and the Isbell that are pretty good. The Wamondee in Buffalo County is a pretty good trout stream, but other than that, I'm not familiar with the other streams there.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. And Peter in Kingston, your turn. Hi, Peter.
Hello. Thanks. I was up in Anchorage, Alaska, and I had them fly me into a trout pond, and I fished all day, almost into the night, and I didn't get a thing. And then I remembered what my dad and my uncle used to do. They used to take cheese balls and throw it on the bottom. And I figured, well, what the heck, I'll give it a try. So I threw two cheese balls on the bottom, went inside to cook some breakfast. And I look outside, and there's two trout jumping up and down, and my poles were bouncing back and forth. And cheese balls. I couldn't believe it. You got to try it.
Well, have you ever used a cheese ball, Jay?
Yes, I did for opening day in Illinois, fishing the ponds of Coleta where the trout were all planted. And I happened to bring along a cheese sandwich, and I wasn't catching any trout. And my friend said, Jay, just take a roll of that Wisconsin cheese into a ball and put it on your hook. And by golly, I caught my limit of brook trout that were all planters. It looks like the kind of food they're eating in the hatchery, I think.
Oh, yeah, like those hatchery pellets. Huh?
Right.
Yeah. That's a great story, Peter. And your book, of course, we've got a link to it on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show, but you must have had a lot of fun putting that together.
Oh, it was. The stories were originally written for the Vernon County Broadcaster here in Viroqua. I have a regular trout column during the trout season. And so those 60 stories appeared in that newspaper. And I added some to them, made a few corrections here and there. But I get a lot of compliments from people when I'm selling my book at the farmer's market in Viroqua, for example.
they will say, well, Jay, I don't fish trout, but I sure enjoy your stories. And that's just a wonderful compliment that I really respect.
And I tell you what, it's a wonderful book. And I thank you so much for being with us again. You'll come back, do this again?
Yes, I enjoy this, Larry. It's fun for me, too.
Jay Thurston, take a look at his book, Spring Creek Treasure, Wisconsin's 100 Best Trout Streams. Wonderful reading and with a lot of great tips. And he'll be back. We'll have Jay with us again for sure. And I hope you'll stay with us and be with us. Tomorrow, Lowell Ackritz talks about dental care, and then we have a personal trainer and fitness expert as well. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.